A parasite ate school, and on hiking, camping, and listening to great books. At any point in life, hiking and camping and later walking the great trails, Appalachian, Pacific Crest, or Continental Divide, will quickly pull you out of stress, overwork, or bullies and punishment even, any of which will actually prevent meaningful education from taking place. The stress of failing in school, the carrot and stick of GPA, and bullies, be they teachers or fractured students, also put an end to learning for real. The ineffective schools of today will only sell you an impression of education, and it will take a long time for you to catch on, sometimes decades, to see how schools were just forcing you to pretend, to perform, to act. Stress is a large part of the overall reason why schools are not working. Organized education was actually a perfect brew that called out to liars. Any and all of humanity's great achievements must be designed ground up to resist corruption. That was not the case with schools. The students were practically begging to just graduate out of discomfort of what was ineffective education. Making lectures irrelevant to students' personal curiosities, dividing knowledge into disconnected subjects, combines with the sick idea of timed learning periods, among several other massively toxic mistakes, to make students scared and desperate. It will force them to prefer memorization and graduation over comprehension and education. The state tests that validate schools and keep the sweet, sweet state funding coming see no difference between memorized knowledge and actual comprehension, active and functional knowledge and wisdom. All that teachers have to do to trick you into memorization and cramming is make their curricula incomprehensible and threaten you with failure, all the while saying, "Please do not memorize." They develop a compulsion to throw that into the fray to cover their behind. They always check in, "My job is hard," for good measure. But you can see exactly what their job is: pretending to educate. It will be hard for you to see the overall fraud because you believe in adults, that they work hard and that they want to make future better. They don't. They take every shortcut they can get away with. And you can see that in politics or investing, where that is usually brought to light. But it's also visible in pollution, despeciation, and climate change. See, it is not illegal for a politician to lie about their campaign promises. And they don't just lie, they engineer those lies to get more voters. To give two examples of recent newspaper headlines from just this week, one executive is asking if curing disease is a good business strategy, and another said that creating unemployment is a way of teaching that an employee is not a gift to the company, but that the job is a gift that the employee should learn to appreciate. Oh yes, this is quite mad. A lot of these ghouls are driven by antidepressants that long ago turned off their compassion and empathy and any kind of feelings towards others. But bad shit, crazy or not, They are firmly set in leadership positions and will stop at nothing to maximize their profits. These types of adults are considered to be exceptionally successful and lucky, and most adults today dream about those positions as they bring in tens of millions of dollars a year. Really, to say that schools were a perfect brew for parasites to take over and make students pretend to learn so that all the parasites simply get paid, that is an understatement. Once you have liars infiltrating a system that is based on trust, it is not possible to remove them at all, ever. For one, they will be showing family members and friends how to fake it until they make it, how to sharpen their teeth for a nice lamprey bite. And in other cases, creating family-owned businesses like cooking or grass cutting, where funds are simply optimized to flow in just one direction under the guise of, we're doing a great job, we're helping our community. We have nothing to do with the ineffective education at the center because we just cut the grass and make the meatloaf. When schools stop being about effective education and the business networks around them grow, it is an infection. It is not kindness or helping or progress. And in fact, entire new economies rise around corruption of education. Unforgivable by bankruptcy college loans that must be extracted by force from a student's paycheck as ordered by a judge, and fraudulent expensive textbooks, some of which are written by the so-called professor that teaches the very class. And to add a face punch to injury, they are sometimes comically sold in a convenient loose-leaf form. And look at the economy of brand-name universities that, among many other things, simply prove that education is not really the same for all. And these are just the visible examples. Stuff you can't see, like tolerance of drugs that improve the school's collective score, and mind-shattering, incredible harm, is simply kept invisible and in secret. It is washed and scrubbed and kept under lock and key. It is a corrupt system of layers and nested boxes, staffed and riddled by parasites. The occasional good teacher, often labeled as eccentric, isn't, at least at first, aware of what they get themselves into. They just wanted a job because they enjoyed what they thought was learning, and they wanted to teach. But schools are not for real teachers, not at all. You cannot repair any of this, not the standardized system of education, and you certainly cannot wait for a real education to come your way, because all the decisions you make in life are actually based on how much authentic knowledge you hold in your mind. Which is to say, the longer you wait, the more errors you will inject into your lifeline, and your mind will always interpret them as mistakes that you yourself made. And it was actually just fake education robbing you of authentic knowledge that put you against alcohol and drugs or bullies and maybe even stuff like military service. Real education is about preparing you for life, helping you refine your decision-making, and helping you become enlightened. fake education takes away your brilliance and natural curiosity just to replace it with memorization tricks and pretending and the carrot and stick of GPA and graduation. Please understand that it does not just cause a delay in your education. It takes your real education away. Your content of character. Your actual functional active knowledge that helps you create things. It takes it away. Go ahead. Ask your parents to explain about the mitochondria being the powerhouse of the cell. Let them show you their math skills. Ask them how proud they are of their education. I'm sorry. We are all vulnerable to indoctrination, to being misled or presented with a fake reality that we tend to protect and believe in. And this has been exploited for thousands of years. Which is why you need to get your parents and walk the trails with narrated books playing in your ears. Books created by clear-thinking intellectuals who achieved not because they were lucky, but because they wouldn't let anything stain them. Let them teach you about restraint, dignity, nobility, unbreakability, fortitude, courage, honor, love, and insight, and foresight, and understanding, and authenticity, and heroism, and so much more. All the while, walking the great trails with your family and friends. Already creating a legacy, a place where you will forever feel at home at. When your parents find out how long the trails are, tell them it's just part of having babies. It never gets easier, especially now that you know how urgent your real education is. And that they are slowly realizing that it was probably a bad idea to just think of school as a convenient babysitter that will at the very least teach you how to socialize, and if they're lucky, get you shipped out of the basement straight into college, debt, and your own damn problems. Now go. Take your parents shopping. You will need nifty backpacks and rain covers, 3-season tents and sleeping bags, and gnarly bowie knives and cut-proof gloves. You will need tick spray, bug spray, hair spray, bear spray, and freaking pepper spray, just in case Dad wants to stay on the couch. Please know that where you are headed, there is neither overwork, nor couch, nor TV. And in the quest for wisdom, you won't just discover knowledge, but youth, great health, endurance, joy, and a life so long and so filled with unforgettable memories that you will have no trouble discovering that to learn means to grow up, to grow all the way up until you become a great being whose positive and lasting contributions will pave a trail of adventures that will help countless others rise just the same.